Amen. Well, I sure enjoyed the singing tonight. He's all we need. And he proves himself, don't he? Thankful we've got a God you don't have to prop up over in the closet. He'll prove himself. And I tell you, my heart's been touched in the singing tonight. Appreciate the goodness of God. I like heartfelt singing, heartfelt preaching, don't you? I appreciate our days together this week. Some folks said it's vain to serve God. I don't believe a minute of it. It does pay to serve God. And I enjoyed preaching that so much tonight. I wished I could preach it again tonight. It does pay to serve God, folks. I've found out this about God. God may not always pay off on Friday, but He'll always pay off. I love Him tonight, and I bless Him for this time together. If you have a Bible with you this evening, if you'd turn with us to the book of Genesis, chapter number 5. We'll try to be brief in the preaching tonight, but I sure do appreciate the opportunity to stand again and proclaim the truths of the Word of God. Genesis, chapter number 5. I'd like to read just a few verses here tonight, started in verse 22. Genesis 5. 22. The Bible said in 21, let's get there, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah, 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to stand and see the Word of God tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we still have a Bible that's right, that's still real and still relevant in this day and this hour. Thank you for the good songs and the good folks that sung to you tonight. Help us now, O Spirit of God, I ask you. Holy Ghost, I need you to help me tonight to preach. Now be careful to give you the honor and the right of way. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach on the simple subject tonight on walking with God. It's a subject that seems like in this day and hour that very few people know little about. But here in our Bible, we find a character named Enoch. As I began to look in the pages of the Bible and went to consider and went to study this character, I noticed a few points that would do to preach on tonight on walking with God. Now, I want to say, first of all, in walking with God, I believe that Enoch found that there was a commission to respond. There are a lot of people that have heard the gospel, but there's not a lot of people that's responded to the gospel. There's still a lot of Bible preaching in this day and hour. probably more preaching in this day and hour than we've ever had, but I'm afraid there's little response to the preaching of the Word of God. Now, Enoch walked with God. What a statement. Now, if there's a commission to respond, what had to take place? Well, I want to say that in Enoch's life, and in my life, and in your life, if you're saved, there was a divine interruption. I'm glad that God had something to say to me. I'm glad God's got something to say to you. Now, there was a interruption. You say, well, Brother Ken, where do you see this interruption in Enoch's life? Now, notice Enoch was 65 years old. And all of a sudden, God granted him a child named Methuselah. The Bible simply said this, that Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. I want to say there is some young'uns that'll make you want to walk with God. Isn't there a lot of ways that are so different in our children? Man, I've got two girls, they're grown, and so the Lord has allowed them both to bring in the world two grandchildren to me and my wife eat. I sort of smile at folks that write these books about how to raise children. Can I tell you, there's no book like this book to raise your children. Reminds me of a little young man, about 18, preaching, never been married, never had no kids, and gets up and tell folks how to run their family. Somebody say amen. And Daddy had a saying in Tennessee that stuck with me a long time. He said, boy, everybody knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of him. But I want to say tonight that God intervened in Enoch's life with Methuselah. I will remind you, the Bible teaches us that the names are not given to characters by accident. In our culture and in our lifetime, many times we go maybe to a family tree or we look into books and we pick out names. But in this economy with God, in the Old Testament, names were given for a purpose. Names were given for a reason. And there, Methuselah simply means this: when he dies, it shall come. I believe when God intervened in Enoch's life with the Word, aren't you glad a day in your life that God intervened with the Word? Can I tell you that God is still speaking to sinners tonight by a Word? There's no doubt that Enoch became convicted. Enoch became concerned of the name of his child, which means when he dies, it shall come. Can I tell you, judgment is still coming to America tonight. What God has written in his book, he's not forgot about it. And so therefore, there's a commission to respond. God said something to Enoch about his child. If there's ever been a culture and a generation that needs to get to God on account of their children, it is tonight. We have a great generation gap. It seems like from 50 years old and up, they know the things of God. They've been raised in the house of God. They know some truths about the Holy Ghost. But my friend, we're living in a generation where there's a great generation gap, where mama and daddies have lost the sight of God for their family. We better get back to God tonight in raising our children and walking with Him in this day and in this hour. Now, the commission to respond. There was a great interruption.
Aren't you glad, you that are saved tonight, there was a day when God interrupted in your life? I wasn't looking for God. God came looking for me. I'm glad He knocked on my heart by the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, I'm just so old-fashioned, I believe this tonight, that God still deals with sinners by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, God intervened into Enoch's life. I want to say not only was there an interruption, but there was an invitation. Aren't you glad that Jesus loves old sinners? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe Christ died for all. If you die and go to hell, this Bible says you'll go as an intruder. For God created hell for the devil and his angels. But here walking with God, there was a commission to respond. There was a great interruption. There was a great invitation. There was a great interference, and there was a great inspiration. I'm glad that God will let us walk by faith tonight. Enoch was mentioned three times in the Word of God. He said in Hebrews 11, verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to say you can still do the way Enoch did. You can move by faith and walk with God in this day and this hour. Now, preacher, walking with God, you say there's a commission to respond. Yes, before you'll ever walk with God, you must receive Him by faith and believe that He is tonight. Now, there's a commission to respond. But secondly, walking with God, there's a compliance to respect. What are you talking about? Well, I want to say walking with God, you'll find out there's some obstacles in the way. You say, Brother Ken, what kind of obstacles? Well, I'm going to say for me, the flesh, the world, and the devil. I don't have a lot of trouble with the devil, but my flesh keeps me busy. Every time I turn around, my flesh is getting in the way. And oh my, there are obstacles in walking with God. He tells us to crucify this old man daily. Wouldn't it have been a blessing the day me and you got saved that our flesh would have got saved and our mind would have got saved? But we'll get a new mind and a new body when we get yonder, where the land is fairer than day. But until then, we must learn there are obstacles in the way. Then there's obstructions in the way. This world paints a lot of pretty pictures tonight, but I'd rather be walking with God than anything that I know of tonight. Enoch was 65 and he started walking with God. He walked with Him for 300 years. He must have found out a lot about God. I hear people say they've been walking with God, but they've never found out much about Him. I'm going to tell you, when you walk with somebody every day, you'll learn what they look like, what they act like, and and what they sound like. Honey, I'm glad that God is no stranger to me tonight. I'm glad I'm saved by the good grace of God. And there's nothing like walking with the Lord tonight. Now, there's a compliance to respect. I've noticed if you walk with God, you've got to go His way. Hear a lot of folks saying they walk in with God, but it's contrary to this Bible. And I want to tell you, God will never be in anything that's contrary to His Word. For He is holy tonight, and He deserves all of our honor and all of our praise. Now, there was a response. There had to be a respect. There's obstacles in the way, and there's obstructions in our way. But I want to say it requires obedience in the way. Can I tell you, faith is never convenient. God will ask you to do things by faith. Sometimes you'll shake your head at. I found out God's arithmetic's not like our arithmetic. Two and two to us country folks is foe. Somebody say amen. But I'm going to tell you, God, He can do away with arithmetic books tonight. He can just be God. And when it don't make any sense, you can trust Him if you'll go by faith and do what He asked you to do and be an obedient child of God. Oh my, there was a response. When Methuselah was born, God spoke to Enoch and said, when he's gone, judgment will come. Aren't you glad that God got your attention by giving you a word? And preachers, I've noticed this about preaching. A lot of times we think God's not doing a lot because we're looking around at results. But if we are preaching on statistics and numbers and results, we won't be preaching long tonight. I was in Alabama preaching one evening. About the third row was a young girl, and she had a little coloring book on this knee and a baby doll on this knee. And I noticed her right before I got up to preach. The Lord just no doubt let me see this little girl. She was about 7 years old. She was sitting there coloring in her little book the way children do. She was sitting there playing with her little baby the way they're supposed to do. I got done preaching that night and went back to the room and woke up that next morning, and the pastor called me. He said, Brother Ken, said, did you notice the young girl and called her name sat right in front of where you preached last night? I said, yeah, I remember that little girl. And said, well, about midnight, said she went into her mom and daddy's room. And she told them, said, Daddy, that preacher preached tonight on when Jesus cleans out the temple. Said, Jesus is wanting to clean out my temple tonight, and I want to be saved. She come back to that revival meeting the next night, and boy, it broke out. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying God can give you one word tonight that will last a lifetime. I'm glad His Bible is alive, and it's still right in this day, in this hour. Now there was a commission to respond. There must be a compliance to respect if we're going to walk with God. Then I want to say thirdly, with Enoch walking with God for 300 years, listen to what I need to say right here. There was a commitment to remain. 300 years. He walked with God. He didn't have internet. He didn't have gospel radio. Matter of fact, he didn't even have a Bible. But he walked with God. You know, this is not an easy saying tonight. There was a commitment to remain. Now watch this. I believe he walked upright. The Bible said he walked with God. When you walk with God, you'll always be walking upright. He wasn't sitting, but no doubt there were days that he sat. There were days that he slept. But yet the Bible said that he walked with God. I'm glad I've met some saints of God that walk upright in this day and this hour. Can I tell you, our word should be our bond. We don't need a contract. Our word ought to be stronger than a contract. Our yea ought to be yea and our nay, nay. It's still right for young people to walk upright. It's still right for older people to walk upright and walk with the Lord. Now, a commitment to remain. 300 years, I believe he walked upright. I've noticed walking with God, you've got to walk upright. You've got to do it His way. And I've noticed this, when you walk with God, not only will it be upright, but you will learn it will upset. Everybody's not going to like you. But if God be for you, who can be against you? I realize as children of God, He's called us out of this whole world. But I will remind you this. God never intended us to be called out with an attitude. Jesus loves sinners. Amen. We're not better than nobody else. I'm afraid that our independent, fundamental, Bible-preaching churches, we've got so narrow-minded, we pull the doors down so strict that sinners can't get in to hear the Word of God. I want to remind you tonight, Jesus ain't never cleaned a fish till He caught it first. But thank God He caught me one day and He's cleaning on me every day of my life. Can I tell you, if you walk with God, you'll walk upright and you're going to upset some people in this day and this hour. Especially this crowd going on tonight, you're going to upset them. Why, you'll get in a whole lot more trouble if you kill a dog than a baby. You're going to upset this crowd that's headed toward hell tonight. Boy, isn't it a privilege to walk with God. Oh my, there's a commitment to remain. And I don't know about y'all tonight, but if the radio goes dead, the lights go out and I can't read my Bible. Wi-Fi goes out and I have no internet. And for some of us, if Facebook goes off the pages of the earth, I still want to walk with God. Oh, we need some saints that are walking with God in this day, in this hour. Now, there was a commitment to remain. Are you committed? God's done so much for us. You know, something may surprise some of you tonight. We get to heaven and God's handing out crowns. You may be surprised who's in front of the line. It won't be the big name folks that's been all across the marquees and churches. But I believe it'll be the old saints of God on the backsides of the desert that nobody knowed their names, but God knowed who they was. They got up every day to purpose in their heart just to simply walk with God. Could I ask y'all something? A man that's walked with God 300 years, I wonder how much grace he'd have. You know, I've noticed walking with God takes grace. God's a God of grace. Somebody said, I can't walk with God. He's too strict. God ain't strict at all.
No, God ain't strict. When the Holy Ghost lives in you, all you got to do is just hook up with Him. Oh, God's good to us, and He's gentle. Have you noticed this? When you let yourself down and let God down, have you ever noticed this? That God never accuses you of nothing. God does not beat you over the head and drives you away. That's what the devil does. The devil's the accuser of the brethren. My wife sometimes gets so defeated and so downtrodden, and I say, honey, listen, that's not God. That's the devil accusing you. Can I tell you, God loves all of His little children tonight. And He said if we'd confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Walking with God takes grace tonight. 300 years. Walk with God. I bet when you bumped into Him, God spilled out. You saints of God, I've been preaching 30 years. I got saved in 81. I'm going to tell you with all of my heart tonight, every day that God allows me to open my eyes, I try my best to walk with Him. And I fall short every day of my life, but I've noticed something about God. He's a God of grace, God of compassion, God of long-suffering, and a God of mercy. Where would any of us be tonight walking with God if He wasn't a God of grace? He's not a God of the law. He's a God of grace. For He sent His Son to take the law for us and fulfill the law tonight. We're saved by grace through faith. I meet the children of God all around this country. Been walking with Him 50, 60 years. And you know what most all of them have to say to me? God's been good to me. Could you imagine being Methuselah and raised in Enoch's house under an old man that had been walking with God 300 years? Must have been some more home to come home to. So Enoch walked with God. I want to say tonight, Enoch had a commission to respond. Has there ever been a time in your life that you've responded to God? Has God initiated a word towards you? Have you ever responded back to God by faith? Are you saved tonight? Are you really ready to meet God? Have you been born again? There was a commission to respond. There was a compliance to respect. He had to go God's way. There was a commitment to remain. For 300 years, he walked upright. But I want to say, lastly tonight, Enoch had a community to regulate. What are you saying, preacher? I guess the last week it's been over a year since where I pastor, we've seen somebody walk that aisle under repentant heart, under old time conviction, call upon God to save them. God has blessed our church. We're in a country town on the edge of Alabama. Somebody said, what and where is Bowden, Georgia? All Bowden, Georgia's doing is holding Georgia and Alabama together. That's all it's doing, and it ain't doing much else. But I studied my Bible I got to noticing something here about Enoch. He had a community to regulate. Even though we've not seen many saved in the last couple of years, every time somebody goes by that church house, God's got a witness to a community. That He's got a place where people come out from this old world and gather together and worship Him by spirit and in truth. And I want to remind you tonight, by us walking with God, we have a community to regulate. We are to let our light shine. Preacher, let me ask you this. Why has God got me in such a dark, dark place? Let me ask you this. If we took all the darkness in High Point, North Carolina, and put it all under this tabernacle tonight, and cut all the lights out, it would totally be dark as pitch. But if we struck one little candle, did you know that darkness would flee? And if you left that candle a-burning, you could put all the darkness in High Point under here, and it would not put the light of that candle out. God's got many of us in dark places just to let our light. Shine. Saints of God that's walked with Him many years, I commend you for walking with Him. Hadn't He been good to you? I want to say we have a community to regulate. We have a great testimony. You know something? Our testimony, we can ruin it so quick. Our testimony is so important in our community. And then, have you ever noticed this? You say, well, preacher, why would you say there's a community to regulate? Have you noticed this verse lately in 2 Thessalonians? You say, well, preacher, what are we doing here? Well, the saved is just holding this old world together. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You see, Enoch walking with God, he had a community to regulate. I wonder, are you effective in the community where you live, where you go to church? I know this world is crazy, but this world's always been crazy. And so I want to say tonight, walking with God, we have a community to regulate. Stand up and let your light shine. Let your word be word. And you know, the Bible tells us doing all just to stand. We need to stand for this King James Bible, amen. We need to stand for the old songs of Zion. We need to stand for loving each other and doing right. Jesus is coming. And I want to say tonight, He's entrusted us with a community to regulate. Now 300 years, you can do the math work in your Bible. You'll find out that Methuselah died. You know what happened? The flood came. You know what? There's judgment coming. God keeps His word. He's long-suffering. You know, Methuselah lived nearly, think about it, he nearly lived 1,000 years. God was long-suffering. God's long-suffering tonight. When you listen to me, when them planes flew in them towers, that wasn't by no accident. God knew that was coming. That was a wake-up call to America. All these disasters, hurricanes and floodings, all these rioting and things that's going on in our country, it ought to be a wake-up call. Folks, Jesus is coming. We got a community to regulate. Be good to people. Stand on the Word of God. Back your church. Love the Lord and walk with Him. Could you imagine when Enoch died? He had left a family. What a trail of legacy and heritage that he had left behind. Can I tell you tonight, it's still right to raise our family by the Word of God. I don't know what you need tonight, but I'll ask our piano player to come. If she would, she's been so faithful to come. And I'd like to ask you this evening, this walking with God, I want to say that there are days that you might not seem like that He's there with you, but He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You may be in some dark places, but if God be for you, who could be against you? Where's your children tonight? Where's your grandchildren? Noah must have found out something by his great-grandpa Enoch. For he too took God at His word. I wonder if any of you got a Methuselah at home. God's trying to get your attention with. Can I tell you, God can be trusted tonight. If you're here lost and undone without Christ, He'd save you if you'd come by faith to Him. I want to open these altars up tonight. I know it's Tuesday night at camp meeting, but I wonder what would be on your heart about your family tonight. Would you come while our sister plays and we open this altar? If you have a need tonight, I wonder, would you come? Would you tell the Lord what you need in your life? He can be trusted. He's so faithful. He's so good. Who's your Methuselah that God's given you that you'd raise up and walk with Him? Is it?